You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where lies my heart.
That's the opening to Frederick Wiseman's first and most famous documentary movie, Titicut Follies. The controversial 1967 film details the degrading treatment of patients at a Massachusetts hospital for the criminally insane. In the film's opening scene, inmates are on a stage, mechanically performing in a hospital talent show. That's why, soon after its release, a Massachusetts judge banned it, citing patient privacy concerns. Eventually, though, the ban on Titicut Follies was lifted in 1991. In those 24 years since it was released, Wiseman applied his verite approach to a series of institutions, including a high school, a prison, a meatpacking plant, and a ballet company. And he became arguably the most influential documentary filmmaker of his generation. Most recently, the now 83-year-old filmmaker trained his eye on UC Berkeley. Filmed during the fall 2010 semester, his film At Berkeley takes us into the classrooms, the research labs, administrative meetings, stadiums, and protests at a university in the middle of a severe financial crisis. I recently talked with Wiseman and started out by asking him why he's so fascinated by making movies about big institutions.
It's an opportunity to observe a large number of people working together by certain rules and to see what the relationship is between the rules and their behavior. It's an opportunity to have a look at a vast array of human behavior, and it's an opportunity to have a look at contemporary American life through institutions that are important for the functioning of a democratic society and which exists in most communities. For example, there are prisons for the criminally insane and prisons and police departments and hospitals and high schools everywhere.
At Berkeley is the 38th film in the series about contemporary institutions. You say you spent 12 weeks there and shot 250 hours of material, and it was just you and two other people. Give us insight on how that happens. 250 hours of material sounds like a whole lot to my, you know, radio producer ears.
Well, it is, but you need to have a lot of material in order to make a film, because I don't go into the film with a thesis or a point of view. During the shooting, all that's done is collecting sequences that I might use. And I like to go into a shoot with an open mind and without a preconceived point of view toward the material.
So let's hear a clip from At Berkeley. Here, students are discussing their motivation to go to the school.
They asked students in the 60s, and they asked students now, why you went to school. And people in the 60s went, it's because I want to learn more about life. And people want to go to school now because they want to make a lot of money. It's this notion of, are we going to school to get a job? Are we going to school to fully understand how wonderful life is and all of its many things? I mean, how many students do you know actually, rather than playing video games, are reading, you know, the great thinkers of the past?
That's a clip from At Berkeley by Fred Wiseman, a new documentary film based in UC Berkeley. Wiseman joins me now. So what we're used to in terms of documentaries is narration and talking heads, and you use neither. So why is that, and what do you think it does?
Well, I mean, you can make very good films with narration and talking heads. I choose a style where I'm just following people and none of the events are staged. And I like that better because I think it gives the viewer a sense of immediacy and participation and a sense of being there when the technique works. Narration is an intrusion, really. And the narrator usually does the thinking for the viewer, whereas in my films, I hope I provide the viewer with enough information so they can figure out for themselves what's going on and have a greater sense of being closer to the events that they're watching and hearing and therefore participating in them and making up their own minds about what it is they're seeing and hearing, rather than being told what to think.
So let's hear another clip from the film At Berkeley. Then-Chancellor Robert Bourgeonneau discusses financial challenges.
A really important part of our challenges as less and less of our funds come from the state government. How do we, first of all, maintain our preeminence, but secondly, how do we guarantee our public character? Because we must not compromise on that. As I've said often, the country has many great private universities, Stanford, Harvard, et cetera, and it doesn't need another one. It needs great public universities. And how are we going to do that in an environment where the state is progressively disinvesting? And of course, it's not unique to California.
That's former UC Berkeley Chancellor Robert Bourgeonneau. And that clip is from At Berkeley, a new documentary film by Fred Wiseman. The film is based inside UC Berkeley. So in the midst of California's education budget crisis, it's an especially interesting time to be visiting Berkeley. So what did you find in terms of, it's not Berkeley at any given time, it's Berkeley at a time of crisis?
Well, some of the film deals with the financial crisis. Much of the film doesn't. The classroom scenes, the sports scenes, the a cappella groups, etc., have nothing to do with the crisis, except implicitly in the sense that the excellence of the teaching and the quality of the research would, over time, certainly be affected by the budget crisis, unless it was resolved or unless the university found other ways of maintaining its standards and integrity. And one of the things you see in the film, you see the administration, the chancellor, the provost, and the other members of the administration working very hard to maintain the high standards of the university and succeeding.
It seems like there's very little social life depicted in the film in terms of drinking or partying. So is that a decision that you made to kind of reflect the academic side?
I really was making the film about the, I hate to use the word formal, but the formal aspects of university life. There are probably, 20,000 things that aren't in the film. And the film already is 4 hours long.
And how long did it take you to edit that?
About 14 months.
But for you, that's what it takes.
That's what it takes, yeah. I mean, editing a movie like At Berkeley is a manic depressive special. Some days you think the material's great. Some days you think it's the worst thing you've ever seen. And it's neither.
Why are you still making films? And do you think you'll ever stop?
You know, it beats working for a living. And the fun for me, of making documentary movies is that I have a new subject to think about every year. And I have to, I mean, and the basic question I'm constantly asking myself is why? What's going on in the sequence? Why is it going on? Why does somebody ask for a cigarette? Why did they use the language that they do? Why this word rather than that word? Why, what's the implication of a change in tone of voice or the request for a cigarette or a break? And it requires an effort at an intense analysis of human behavior, which has nothing to do with filmmaking technique, but to which you're applying filmmaking technique in order to construct a movie.
Any tips for up-and-coming documentary filmmakers?
Marry somebody rich.